Earlier this week, Catherine Cruz sat down with Carol McNamee. She's the founder of the local chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. MAD Hawaii will mark its 30th year this February. Carol McNamee recalled how the group first got started.
35, 36 years ago, we didn't talk about drunk driving or impaired driving. And at that time, my husband is a physician, and I was a member of the Hawaii Medical Association, so-called auxiliary. And as president, I needed to go to Hilo for a meeting. And so I got to the meeting, and they had a speaker. Interestingly enough, his name was Dr. Michael Irwin, and he got up and told his story about how he and his wife were driving along after a doctor-dentist tennis tournament, and they wanted to turn into a 7-Eleven store to buy some milk. As they did that, and they also had their child, 2 years old, in the back, and as they did that, suddenly they became aware of this speeding vehicle coming toward them that was not lessening its speed. It seemed like it was speeding up. There was nothing they could do, or that Dr. Irwin could do, and this vehicle just crashed right into them. And I will never forget, after the crash, Dr. Irwin going to his wife and holding her in his arms and just saying, realizing she was dying, that she had died, and saying, "I never got a chance to say goodbye." And meanwhile, he nearly lost his son, who was catapulted out of the hatchback of the vehicle and onto the hard pavement, and had to undergo something like 11 surgeries to save his life. That was just such an eye-opener, because we didn't talk about drunk driving. We didn't know, I mean, we didn't really think about people getting killed or injured. So the auxiliary, after that experience, I brought home the story to the major auxiliary here in Honolulu. And we talked about it for months and months. We decided we must do something. There was a movie, actually, about the new organization, MAD, and its founder, Candy Leitner, that ran just a few months later on television. So with these two things coming together, the auxiliary said we must start the MAD organization, which we did. And I said, we'll just start it up, and then I'll go on my merry way. But I have to tell you that when you start hearing the stories from the victims of impaired driving crashes, your heart just gets broken, and you can't leave it alone. You just have to do something to help.
It started out as drunk drivers, but there are all kinds of ways that you can be impaired as a driver, and it can just end up to be just horrific for all those involved.
Oh, that's absolutely right, Catherine. And in fact, just back in October, MAD Hawaii put on a conference here in Honolulu, and it was called Drugs and Driving, A Call to Action. And we focused on younger drivers from the ages of 16, when they can first get their license, up to about age 28. And that age group is overrepresented in statistics on drugs and driving and fatalities. So we're very concerned about that. It seems to be an increasing problem, and all different kinds of drugs, but for that age group, mostly marijuana and meth, and even cocaine, actually, affecting their driving, and then we see it in the statistics. There's no reason now why people need to drive after drinking. And this is a time where it's the holiday season, of course, and that's a high-risk time. But there's so many things that you can do other than get behind the wheel yourself. And we ask everyone, especially at this high-risk time, to plan to get a designated driver. And you plan ahead. you know, you don't go and then think, well, maybe I'll get a designated driver home. No, that doesn't usually work. Plan ahead, get a friend, plan to take a cab, or we have all the rideshare, or a couple of rideshare companies here who do a great job. And so then there's always even the bus that can transport people. So we ask people to plan ahead and be sober and buckled up during the holiday season. And interestingly enough, too, we're also promoting the idea of mocktails. So if you're a host or hostess and you're having a party at your house, then think about maybe having some alcohol if you wish, but also having some nice non-alcoholic beverages so people can drink that instead of or have one drink and then go to the mocktails, right, and have something that's festive. And there's even a little booklet out that people can get that was produced by Dietrich Insurance, giving all, and the Restaurant Association gave their recipes and put it in this little booklet that people can get.
Right. We just want folks to be safe this holiday season.
That's right.
Now, the prosecutor's office, I know, rolled out this new device that actually, I think, measures, you know, what folks are consuming, which hopefully will also help.
Yes, that's true. It's called SCRAM, and it's an ankle bracelet that does measure alcohol. And so in certain cases, this could be appropriate to use for people who have been arrested for drunk driving. And that will be up to the court to figure out. And this will measure their alcohol intake. They're told not to consume alcohol, but if they do, that bracelet will let the courts know that this person has consumed alcohol. But it doesn't stop people from driving. But we also have ignition interlock devices, which MAD is very supportive of. And with these devices, which all people who are arrested, or most people anyway, are encouraged to put on their vehicle if they want to drive legally, and we hope everybody does, much cheaper than the SCRAM, less expensive. And you just blow into this device, and if you have anything but a very low alcohol level, the vehicle won't start.
Right. And so these are all tools that will help.
That's right. And we have prevented, and I don't have the number with me, but thousands and thousands of alcohol-related journeys on the roads because of the interlock device. And there are reports out now nationwide that show it truly does reduce fatalities. So we're very interested in having more people use the interlock device.
How are we doing statewide? I mean, I think most of the numbers are here on Oahu just because we have a larger population, but how are our neighbor islands doing?
Well, I think the neighbor islands that used to be at a higher percentage of alcohol-related fatalities are doing better. And I think the Big Island used to be way up there, and they have done a very good job of bringing down their fatality numbers. So unfortunately, Hawaii is still up near the top. We need to do better. We do have a community that likes to drink and likes to have a good, quote-unquote, a good time, but we don't want those good times to turn into tragedies. And too often, Catherine, that is happening. And so, unfortunately, our percentage of alcohol-related fatalities is way higher than the median, and we need to do better.
All right. So hopefully we get the word out and folks take heed and have a safe and happy holiday.
Yes. And what they can do is take a red ribbon that we've been handing out since last week and tie that on their vehicle. And they can get those red ribbons at four places: Aloha Island Marts, Foodland Stores, Napa Auto Parts, and Macy's Ala Moana. And it's just a little short foot-long piece of red ribbon, tie it on your vehicle, and that is your reminder to drive safely, soberly, and buckled up during the holiday season and all through the next year as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Carol.
Thank you for having me.
Carol McNamee founded the Hawaii chapter of MAD, started that in 1984. I'm Bill Dorman, and this is The Conversation on HPR1.